It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
Welcome back to the Nolan. We're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's Hoops Doubleheader on Care Radio, the Benedictine Guys turn, hosting Central Methodist. Welcome back, everybody, to the Nolan Gym here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, bring you starters, a little insight into the game, and then the tip-off. Men's college basketball coming up right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and PowerStroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful.
in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back again to the Nolan Gymnasium. Men's college basketball here next on Care Radio, and the Benedictine Ravens playing host to Central Methodist here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing all that stuff back at the Care Studio. Joseph, thank you. Izzy with me here upstairs, Tom Counts, and the PA guy. He's introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me do the same for you. First of all, for Central Methodist, under first season head coach Matt Sherman. Don't be fooled. Matt Sherman knows Central Methodist basketball, okay? Not only is he coaching the team, he played his full college career for the team. His father was the head coach when Matt was born and has been there until last year. So Matt has spent his entire life in Puckett Fieldhouse around CMU basketball. And he's going to be starting tonight. Everett Stubblefield. Everett is a 5'11" sophomore from Lakeland High School in Chicago. James Jordan, a 6'6" junior. He's out of Eastern New Mexico University in Detroit, Michigan. Trent Lyles, out of State Fair Community College in Sedalia, a 6-foot junior. 6'5" Isaiah May, a junior from Lakeland Community College, Bellevue, Illinois. And in the middle at 6'8", Thomas Suwulu. He's a sophomore from London, England, transferring from Oklahoma Baptist University. For the Benedictine Ravens and 12th-season head coach Ryan Moody, the Ravens will be starting this evening Sam Ungashit, the 6-foot freshman from Blue Valley West High School. Out of Kansas City, Missouri, the 6'2" junior Ahmad Lewis. Jaden Timmy out of Creighton Prep. He's a senior and 6'6". 6'1" junior Braden Belt from Andover Central High School. And in the middle for the Ravens tonight from Liberty North High School in Liberty, Missouri, 6'6" senior Tyson Caffey. Like with the ladies, CMU travels with their black road uniforms with white lettering and trim. And for Benedictine, it is the home white with the home whites with red and black. We're set to go. The ball is up the tip of the way. And Central Methodist will control it now, and we are underway. Eagles are going to slow this down. Starting way off on top. Jordan's going to have it at the top of the key. Bumps it over to the right side. Here's a three. Lefty knocks it down. Jordan for three. And James Jordan has a first bucket of the ballgame for Central Methodist. Eagles in front, 3-0. Ungashik in for two. Sam has his first point of the game. And it is 3-2 CMU and 19-20 to go in the first. You're going to keep that?
Yes, please.
All right, there you go. Here, you want something to write with? You can use that. We're going to get another three-point shot by Central Methodist. So Jordan hits the first one. And for CMU, it's now 6-2. Was that number three hit that one, Stubblefield? He hit both of them then. Here's Ungashik, drives across, feeds it over to the edge, and Ahmad Lewis did not see that pass coming. Benedictine is going to turn it over. It is 6-2 Eagles. 18:44 to play. Can I borrow that?
Yes, sir.
Benedictine coming into the ball game at 6-7, 4-3 in the conference. Central Methodist coming in at 7-5 and 4-2 in the heart. Here's another three for CMU. This one's going to be wide to the left side, taken by May. And here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the basketball over to the left side with it. Braden Belt plays off the screen, drives all the way into the corner, gets doubled up there, dishes it back to Sam. Top side, it goes to Ahmad. Lewis, little seesaw dribble, starts over to the left side, cuts back to the right, fades away, pulls up, three-point shot up, no. And a rebound underneath by Central Methodist. Trent Lyles coming out with the basketball, and he'll bring it into the forecourt, dumping it off on top at the high post to May. May swings it over to the right side. Cutting into the middle is going to be Stubblefield. Bounces it over to the baseline left to Lyles. He'll start to back in. Can't get in the middle. Lobs it back off on top. Shot clock at 14. The drive to the baseline right by Jordan. He'll fall away. Puts it up and hits another three. 2 for 2 tonight for Jordan. And he's got 6 points. It is 9-2 Central Methodist. 17.5 to go. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. CMU coming up with a steal. May up the floor with the basketball. Isaiah May out of Belleville, Illinois. Stubblefield with the ball. He'll go left, pulls up, 16-footer. That one's going to be too strong, and the rebound will be lost out of play. It'll be Benedictine basketball. I thought maybe Tyson attempted it last, but the official with a great angle on it says no. And BC is going to make its first substitution of the ball game. 17-17 to go in the first half. Tyson Cathy will check out and entering the lineup for Benedictine. It'll be 6'6 senior Joel Adise. BC will have it way out on top. Goes to the right side to Ahmad. Now Adise steps up to the high post. Swings it over to the left to Braden. Belt glides to the right side. Launches the three and knocks it down. That makes it a 9-5 Central Methodist lead. 16:40 to play in the first half. Right to the right side is going to be Lyles. Trent dumps it down to the baseline. Mays tries to drive in, nearly travels, goes into the lane. Now it's going to be Swulu. He'll feed it over to the left side. The reverse layup fails. Rebounding it down is going to be Jaden Timmy. That may be the first time we've called Jaden's name so far tonight. He'll have the ball topside, dump it over to Sam. Ungashik, little head fake, loses his defender, pulls up and hits the three. Benedictine is back to within a point at 9-8. 16-11 to play in the first half. Kick back will go to the left side. Jordan with the basketball, working in front of Ahmad. His left-hand shot missing, rebounding it down. Benedictine, Adise coming up with the basketball, and here comes the Raven offense. Ungashik goes to the right side and stepping out in front of him, but getting it a little bit too late. That is going to be Isaiah May. It will be his first foul of the game. First foul of the game by either team, and Benedictine will be putting it in play right in front of CMU and head coach Sherman. And coming into the game and doing the inbound is going to be Preston Reynolds, the 6'5 freshman. Preston out of Shawnee Mission East High School. Here's Sam with the basketball, right side Preston, little hook pass, and as Joel Adinsay was cutting over to the right side, he is going to be tangled up and fouled. The foul is going to be on Thomas Sulu. BC will bring it back in play. Ravens trailing by one. Here's a three. Won't go for Belt. Tipped up. No good. Rebound. Central Methodist. Eagles into the forecourt with it. A couple of nice evenly matched teams here today. Here's a shot from the outside. No good. Ungashik coming down with a rebound. Braden Belt has the ball out on top, and he's led the Ravens in scoring each of the last three games in that winning streak. Here's a feed in the middle of the shot. Will go up for Adise and won't go in. In these wins, Braden Belt averaging 19.7 a game, averaging 16.5 on a season. Here's a baseline three. No good. Offensive putback is up and in. Give that bucket to James Jordan. Braden Belt has led Benedictine in scoring. Are you ready for this? 9 of the team's 13 games so far. So, Braden doing a really, really nice job for BC. At the 11-8, Central Methodist. Top side is going to be Jaden Timmy. He'll dish it over to the left. Back and in is going to be Preston Reynolds. Kicks it over again to Timmy. Looks inside, shot clock at a dozen, plenty of time. Timmy backs in, rotates, turn, shoots, missed it. Rebound, Central Methodist. Eagles run into the forecourt. Out on top of it is going to be Stubblefield. He'll dump it over to the right side, way out on the edge. Trying to drive in the middle is going to be Jordan. No room for him there. Kicks it to Stubblefield. He'll launch and hit the three. Pushing Central Methodist right back up again by a half a dozen. It's 14-18 with 14-14 to play in the first half here in Atchison, Kansas. NAIA, Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's College Basketball. And we're going to get an offensive foul against BC. The whistle's going to be on Preston Reynolds, so the freshman will pick up that foul. And we get a timeout? No, they're just going to be bringing the ball inbounds for the backcourt. And Benedictine just coming down the floor. They're going to take Ungashik out of the game. Ahmad Lewis checks back in. So BC's just dropped all the way down the floor and picking up defense on the far end. Here's a baseline shot, but no, we're going to have a foul, an offensive foul on Central Methodist. Jaden McGrew out of Dodge City Community College. Where's that at? Is Dodge City?
I don't know. That's like an insane.
I don't know if you can even get there from here. 13:45 to play in the first half. Ravens with the basketball, but they trail 14-8. Little hook pass underneath, and Adise unable to corral that thing. It's going to escape him, get out of bounds. Eagles are going to put it back in play. 13:40 to go in the half. You feel like it's really quiet in here. These teams are just kind of going up and down, but I'm not feeling a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Central Methodist has got Charlie in the game. Charlie Bronkowski, a 6'6 sophomore from Boonville, Missouri. So his road trip to college is, what, 10 miles? Something like that? Three-point shot for the Eagles. Got it! Falling away, putting that shot up and in. Central Methodist coming into the game with Trent Lyles. And it is now 17-8. Underneath the DSA has the ball stripped away from him. Back up with it comes CMU. Eagles looking for the double-digit lead. Going into the lane, the shot is up. No good. Belt rebounds it down. Benedictine has also brought Bryson LaRue into the game. Now driving in, the shot on the other end is no good, but this time we have contact, a whistle, and a foul. The officials racing over to the scorer's table to let us know this is going to be on Quentin Reeves for Central Methodist. Reeves, a 6'5 senior from Southern Wesleyan University. Jaquan Morris in the game now from Eastern New Mexico University. For CMU. Here's Bryson LaRue with the basketball, taking the inbound pass, comes out on top. Ahmad Lewis dumps it over to the right side. Looking in the middle is going to be Sam. Ungashik will put it off on top. Preston. Shot clock at a dozen. Reynolds will kick it back to the left side. LaRue will drive all the way to the baseline, cross over underneath, and lose the handle on the ball. And Benedictine with an unforced turnover. And that is not LaRue turning that over for BC. That's going to be Tony Anthony Hall. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout. BC in a little trouble here early on with 12:37 to go. Timeout on the court. Central Methodist 17, Benedictine 8.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Nice crowd just stuck around after the ladies' game. They're hanging around for the doubleheader here this evening, and the Benedictine men finding themselves down 9. 17-8. 12:37 to play in the opening half. Out of the court for Benedictine, they're going to bring Tyson Caffey back into the game. So they've got Caffey out there. Ahmad Lewis is on the floor. Sam Ungashik, Preston Reynolds, and rounding it out for Benedictine, going to be Anthony Hall. Eagles with the basketball, looking to get their double-digit lead for the first time tonight. They'll have Morris with the ball topside. Kicks it over now to Josh Noten. Josh out of Canada. Here's a three-point shot up and off the mark. Rebounding it down. BC. And now the outlet pass by Ahmad Lewis. Right into the hands of a defender. They'll steal, come down, put the hook shot up and in. Give that bucket to Charlie Gronkowski. 12 minutes to play in the first half. Eagles have now taken that double-digit lead in front of Benedictine at 19-8. In the middle, Ungashik goes left side. Hall for three, very, very short. But he's going to get his own rebound. Kick it off the window, missed another shot. And the Ravens down 11. Central Methodist has the basketball. 11 and a half to go in the half. Topside with it is going to be CMU. They'll get it over to Reeves. He'll take it down to the baseline. Left to McGrew. Drives all the way to the baseline. Cut off there by Hall. Back out on top of it. They're going to go. Little left-hand dribble. Knifing into the lane. The fadeaway shot is up off the back left of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out. BC will haul it down. CMU all the way down the court. Five Central Methodist players already back on defense before one Raven got across midcourt. 11-11 to go in the half. Here's a long three. Up and perfect. What about that shot by Ahmad Lewis? 19-11 with 11 to go in the half. Benedictine hitting 33% of their shots, are 3 of 9 so far. Central Methodist is 7 of 16. Here's another really long three by the Eagles. Shot is up. It's no good. Ungashik clears down the rebound and will bring it up the floor himself. Ravens back on offense. Hall will take it left side to Ahmad. They're going to defend Lewis, I think, perhaps a little more closely. Here's a shot from the left side. It is going to be rejected. Rebounded down by Eagles. Central Methodist coming up the floor. We'll have a BC foul. The official's going to also indicate it was a shooting foul. So Ahmad Lewis picks up the personal. It is going to be his first foul of the game. Raven, team foul two in the opening half. Central Methodist at the free throw line. And as the shot is taken here and missed, by the way, by Jaquan Morris, there's something that I think I noticed about the Central Methodist team. There's so many left-handed shooters on this team. Here's another one at the free throw line. This shot is going to be good. Central Methodist leading it out 22-11. Anthony Hall.
You know, I think that's a new part of the report. You know, how tall you are, how much you weigh, where you're from, what hand you use.
What hand do you shoot with? Like in baseball, you know, bats right, throws left, something like that. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by 9 at 22-11. Since we've got 10-10 to go in the half of Ahmad Lewis. Out on top, here's Sam. It looks good. Won't go, though. And a rebound cleared away by the Eagles. Central Methodist taking it back up the floor. Outlet pass down the right side. Going into the middle of Boston Blues. Picked back up. Underneath, CMU's going to keep it alive. They'll push it off on top to Josh Noten. Here's a little hook in the lane. Up, no good. And Central Methodist really pushes the how many steps do you get before you are called for traveling envelope. Feels like they get that extra Euro step business in here. Here's a three from the top, Jane and Timmy. 20-14 Eagles at 9:20 to play first half.
Just so you know, we all heard that comment.
Good. Here's a three. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Benedict and Ungashik down the floor. Goes all the way to the baseline, feeds it across. The ball is batted away. It's loose, and Tyson Caffey trying to tip it to a teammate. Nobody can get to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle basketball as we get our media timeout. The under 10 break coming here at 9:10 to go in the half. We're in Natchez at Kansas. Men's college basketball finds Central Methodist leading Benedictine 20-14.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Bay, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. 9:10 to go in the half. Central Methodist leading Benedictine 20-14. And coming into the game here today is, you know, Benedictine is the second hottest team in the Heart of America Athletic Conference as we come out of a holiday break. Ravens are on a 3-game winning streak. But listen to this. This is kind of the interesting part of it. The Ravens have won their last 3 games by a total of 4 points.
Whoa.
So, winning the close ones. CMU will put the ball in play coming out of the timeout. Benedictine drops back and will pick up their player defense as they come across the timeline. 9 minutes to go in the half. Now, a CMU player falls to the floor. Ravens reach in to try to tie the ball up. Jump ball called. Ahmad Lewis getting in there on James Jordan, and a possession will come to BC. 20-14. Eagles in front. Benedictine has a lead in the overall series. These two teams have been playing forever. I mean, they started playing, of course, in the conference in 92 and the Ravens joined the Heart. Here's a falling away three. It's up and good. Braden Belt. So Braden Belt cuts that Eagle lead in half. It is now 20-17 at 8.5 to play first half. Out on top with it, CMU with the ball. They'll feed it to the right side. Big man starts left, cuts back right. No room in the middle. Ravens cut him off. He'll dish it back out on top to May. May gets it to Jordan, whose three misses, and the rebound. Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis clears the board down to Sam Ungashik. Ravens can tie it with a long shot as we're at 8 minutes to go in the half. Belt backs in. No room. We'll dribble it back on top. Keeps it alive. Now he'll put up a three and hit it. We're even at 20. Tying the game with 7:45 to go in the first half. Braden Belt. He's having a good, good game. Back to the right side, CMU. May with it deep in the corner. Pushes it off on top to Lyles. Ravens are going to stay in that player defense. It's worked well for them since Benedictine has warmed up a little bit shooting the ball. Here's a three-pointer off the mark and a rebound pulled down by Jaden Timmy. That shot taken by James Jordan. He knew it was off the mark because the minute he let go of the ball, he was racing toward the rim looking for what he knew was going to be a rebound opportunity, but Benedictine able to take it away. Belt gets it to Timmy. 12 on the shot clock for BC. Here's a shot for Sam for three. Unfishing. And the Ravens go in front, and Central Methodist takes a timeout. Benedictine is on. Are you ready for this? A 12-0 run. We're taking a break at 7:01 to go in the first half. BC 23, Central Methodist 20.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. 2650.
Okay, you know how you come back if you're down by 11 and you know how you're going to take a lead? You're going to do it like this. You're on a 12-0 run, Benedictine is, a 15-1 run, and Central Methodist misses that shot. Ravens have hit 4 of the last 4 shots. LABC comes up with a steal. Ahmad, coast to coast, gets fouled coming to the line. And on the other hand, Central Methodist is 0 for their last 8 shots. They've hit 1 of their last 11. and haven't scored a point in 4 minutes. That's how a game can flip in a hurry. The foul is going to be on Jordan. And Benedictine coming to the line. Here's Ahmad. First of two is good. Braywood stretched their lead now to 24-20. We've still got 6:40 to play in the first half. Long look. This one all the way around, no good. CMU comes down with the rebound. 24-20, Benedictine up four. And again, just a short time ago, they were down 11. Eagles with the basketball up top. Side is going to be Stubblefield. Trying to drive in. Can't get it there. Brings it back off on top to Lyles. He'll spin and twist and turn. And again, no travel called. Here's a layup missing. Over the top rebound. Followed up. Put back in. Sawulu knocks it down. And that is the first bucket in a long time for Central Methodist. Ravens back up the floor with the basketball, leading it by a pair. We are now inside six to go in the half. Ahmad Lewis, into the lane, shot is up and no good, but he's fouled, coming to the line. This whistle is going to be on Everett Stubblefield. Stubblefield's going to have his first foul of the game. And Ahmad Lewis steps up here. Free throw, got it. So for Ahmad Lewis, it'll be 5 points. Ravens are led right now by Braden Belt with 9. Sam Ungashik has 8. Second free throw. Going to be short. And a rebound cleared away by CMU. 25-22 Ravens at 5:50 to go. First half. First half of the game is going along pretty smoothly, fairly quickly. Long cross-court pass deep in the corner for three. Knocking it down for Central Methodist from way back in the rear corner. That's going to be Lyles. Trent Lyles for three. And we are even at 25. BC, it's Belt. It's good for three. 28-25. Benedictine back in front. Still 5:20 to go, opening half. BC will stick with the player defense, accelerating into the lane. The shot is going to be up high off the window above the square and good. And another bucket for Everett Stubblefield. Ravens lead trimmed to 1, 28-27. At the 5-minute mark, driving to the other end. The shot off the window, no good. BC has brought Preston Reynolds back in the game. Preston doesn't miss that shot very often, but wouldn't go for him that time. Eagles swing it to the left, cut in the middle, a little behind the head, backward pass. Handler by Jordan, goes in and hits it, counted plus one. James Jordan, the 6'6 guard, knocks it down, draws the foul. He's coming to the line. So the Raven lead is gone. It's now 29-28, Central Methodist. Foul is going to be on Preston Reynolds, and the free throw is good. So the conventional three-point play puts Central Methodist back in front by a pair at 30-28. BC hits the cutter, feeds in the middle. No, it's going to be lost by Adese. Now the ball is going to be knocked away by Ahmad Lewis, picked up by Braden Belt. Ravens are going to run it the other direction. Belt all the way over to the left wing. Little hook pass underneath. Adese. Joel. Ravens really could use him scoring a little bit. And he'll get it there. Bucket Adese. Tied again at 30. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Sawulu for Central Methodist, and he's a big guy out there, 6'8", 245 out of London, England. Feet over to the left side, Noten, back to the free throw line, back to Noten, shot blocked by Timmy. Jaden Timmy rejects the three-point shot, and then coming up before, Timmy tells the team, slow it down a little bit, guys, make sure we do this and do it under control a little. Here's a three for Belt. That's a long shot, and it is good. Whoa, Braden Belt from way outside. 33-30 Benedictson. 3:15 to go in the half. Braden Felt, what a game he's having. That's 15. Eagles will feed off the block, and there's a push underneath, and the official's calling the offensive foul. He's going to stroll over here, but you know what this is going to be? The offensive foul on Thomas Zwulu. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions, and Central Methodist is making one as well. Eagles are going to bring Gronkowski back in. 3:08 to go in the first half. 33-30, Ravens in front. Let's just reset that five out there for Benedict, and you've got Anthony Hall putting the ball in play. Brought up the court by Sam Ungershick. Tyson Caffey in the game. Ahmad Lewis and Braden Belt, the other two Ravens. Over to the right side is going to be Anthony. Hall will accelerate, go into the free throw line, comes out on top. Belt goes three. Another three for Braden Belt. It's 36-30. 2:40 to play. Eagles will have it on the left side. Here's a long two coming up short. And a rebound chased down. Saved by CMU. And falling out of bounds, they're going to say the ball is going to go out of bounds back to Benedictine.
At this point, the morale is so on Benedictine's side.
All the momentum, no question about it. The Ravens are red hot. Benedictine is on another big run, an 8-0 run now in the last minute and a half. BC's also hit three of their last three shots. Here comes the Raven offense with 2:20 to go in the half. Ungershick kicks it to the left side. Hall for three. That one doesn't go. And a rebound pulled down by CMU. Gronkowski comes up with a basketball. Top side. He'll take the three. Gronkowski. No. Rebound Sam. Ungershick wraps the ball up like a fullback going into the line. Covers it up and comes up court with it. With a minute 59 to go in the first half, Ravens have the ball up six. Look at Benedictine's three-point shooting. Incredible. They're 10 of 15 from the outside. Now the ball is going to be knocked away. Lost by Tyson. Picked back up by CMU. Here comes Jordan. Coast to coast. And the Ravens are going to reach in. They're going to call a foul on Ahmad. So for Ahmad Lewis, that personal foul.
His second.
Is that going to be two? See, we don't have Ahmad up even on the board down here yet. Minute 39 to go in the half. Here we go. Eagles with the ball in play. Minute and a half left. Here's a three. Got it for Central Methodist. The long three by James Jordan. Jordan has, are you ready for this? 14 points for CMU, and it's 36-33. Down to 75 seconds to go with before halftime. Ravens will take it all the way to the baseline. Belt puts it out on top. Ahmad squares up. Pops a three. Doesn't get it. Rebound slapped away. It's going to go out of play. Coming back to the visitors. Now we're going to get Ahmad Lewis out of the game. And BC's going to bring Jake Thompson in for the first time today out of Rockhurst High School. Jake Thompson, a 6-foot senior. 1 minute to play in the half. Central Methodist has the ball, trailing by three. They'll go left, pull up, two-point shot, kissing it off the window, but good as Stubblefield. 36-35, Ravens by one. Here's a three. That one, no, but the follow is going to be up and in by Anthony Hall. 38-35. Shot clock and game clock, so about 10 seconds separating them. Eagles will go left side to Jordan. He's been phenomenal. Jordan goes three. Nope. Rebound Tyson Caffey. Wait, you called a travel?
I mean, he said
nobody calling a travel.
Okay. It was like an NBA kind of step in, you know?
Yeah, that's a travel. Okay. I'm with you. 9 seconds to go in the half. Ravens have the ball, leading by three. Here's Ungershick, splits two defenders, gets knocked to the floor, and we're going to have a foul at the baseline.
I think they're calling that for two shots.
And BC will come to the free throw line. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Jordan. And Tyson Caffey coming to the line for BC. Free throw. It's good. Tyson Caffey is an 47% free throw shooter on the season. So that first one looked good. The second one got the roll. And the Ravens are leading it by five with 3 seconds to go in the half. BC's going to put a little pressure on just to make him put the ball on the court, get that clock started. And now it's going to be bobbled a little bit at midcourt. No shot is going to be taken. And we are at halftime. We'll return into the Nolan to summarize the opening half for you as the teams go to the locker room. It's Benedictine 40, Central Methodist 35.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Gymnasium. The teams have gone to the locker room and Benedictine has taken a 40-35 lead at the break. Ravens had looked a little gloomy for a while. Fairly early in the half, they found themselves trailing by 11 at 19-8. Then they went on a big run, outscoring Central Methodist at one point 13-0. And go to the locker room up by five. A quick look at the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Central Methodist, pacing the way, and has been a phenomenal half for James Jordan. 14 points. James, 5 of 9 shooting the basketball, 3 of 7 from 3-point range. So again, 14 points. James Jordan, also in double figures. Everett Stubblefield, he's got 10, hitting 4 of his 7 shots. It drops into a half a dozen for Trent Lyles on 2 of 3 shooting, both of them 3-point shots. 2 in the first half for Swulu, Bronkowski, and 1 for Morris. How about the Benedictine scoring? You know full well who the leading scorer is, okay? For Benedictine, it is Braden Belt, 18 first half points. Okay, not only 18, but how did he get him? 6 of 7 3-point shooting. So 6 out of 7 for Braden Belt. Absolutely incredible. 8 points in the first half for Sam Ungashick. He was 2 out of 3 from 3 with those 8. You find Ahmad Lewis with 5 points in the first half, 3 for Jaden Timmy, 2 apiece for Joel Adise and Anthony Hall. Rebound leaders for the Ravens, Ungashick with 5. And looking at the foul column, Stubblefield, Jordan, each with a couple of personal fouls. Also, Swulu for Central Methodist, for Benedictine, personal fouls. Ahmad Lewis with 2. So, no one in any real foul trouble for Benedictine. Ravens have shot the ball. Well, they've shot the ball pretty well, actually. Benedictine, 48% from the floor on 13-27 shooting. 10 of 17 from 3-point range, 59% 3-point shooting, and you're not going to beat a lot of teams if they hit 59% of their threes. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a bit of a break. Both teams in the locker room will come back. Second half should be a good one. It was a back-and-forth seesaw game with many lead changes in the first half. Second half should be outstanding as well. Stick with us for that. Again, with the halftime score here in the Nolan, Benedictine 40, Central Methodist 35. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. And Joseph, we've been waiting for this halftime.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right.
Very good.
By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to us tonight as we're bringing you Ravens basketball action as the Ravens are hosting Central Methodist University. We'll be back to the game in just a moment. I did want to mention the upcoming sports schedule. Tomorrow night, we will have Sports Look. Sports Look is when Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday night brings us to high school basketball as we've got the Atchison High against Topeka Highland games. The girls' game should start about 6 o'clock. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday, we're back to Benedictine College Ravens basketball action as they will play host to Grandview. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 4. I'll be back with the finals in the women's games in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at women's basketball scores, it was Mid-America Nazarene over Park with the final score of 48-45. William Penn beat Mount Mercy in the women's game 71-34. In the Grandview Culver Stockton, it was Grandview at 76 points over Culver Stockton's 59, and Missouri Valley topped Evangel 87-69. In the game that you listened to earlier here right at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Central Methodist Eagles top the Benedictine Lady Ravens 69-50. We'll be back in just a moment with the halftime scores in the men's games.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Taking a look at the halftime scores in men's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have got Central Methodist trailing Benedictine in this game 40-35. It is Culver Stockton trailing Grandview 52-37. William Penn is on top against Mount Mercy 53-49. In the Mid-America Nazarene Park game, it is separated by 2 points as well. It's 43-41. In the Graceland Peru State game, Peru State is on top right now, 40-34. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 25. Winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 38. Lows dip down to about 23 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday with highs around 45. 37, chance of snow Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We are recording 34.9 degrees right now with a feels-like temperature of 26 out there. The winds are rolling out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 61%, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30 even inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Gymnasium. Get set to go to the second half of tonight's Benedict and men's college ball game. Ladies game in the book tonight. CMU coming away with a W in that one. And right now, 40-35, Ravens in front going to the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and just handling it back at the Careport Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here. Center Methodist will be putting the ball in play at midcourt from the far side to begin the second half. And here we go. CMU with the basketball. And these two teams really are an interesting mix of styles and things that they like to do. The shot's going to miss. Benedictine is going to rebound it down. And as they come up the floor, we're going to have a reach-in foul on CMU. And it's going to be on Lyles. Trent Lyles picking up the personal foul. Benedictine leads the Hart scoring defense. Okay, Coach Moody loves his defense. They hold their opponents to 67 points a game. But Central Methodist likes to score, and they score a lot. They're averaging over 81 a game. So we'll see how that all pans out. They've scored 35 in the first half, and they come up court with the basketball here half a minute into the second half. 40-35. Benedictine in front. Ravens in their player defense to begin the second half. Here's a three. No. Rebound Ravens. The long three-point shot was taken by Stubblefield. Stubblefield's a good shooter, but he is not the best scorer for Central Methodist. Here's a baseline shot for Benedictine, and they're going to wave the shot off. Say Ahmad Lewis stepped on the sideline. Central Methodist is led in scoring actually by James Jordan. He's a transfer from Eastern New Mexico University. He's considered a grad student, averaging 19 points a game this season, shooting 53.5% from the floor, 81% from the free throw line. And Benedictine's going to come away with a rebound of a missed shot. Back up with it will come. The BC offense. A nice, beautiful give and go. And it's Tyson Cathy. Goes up with the shot. It is rejected from behind. No foul called. It'll be Benedictine basketball coming into the baseline. 18.5 to go in the game. Tyson will take the inbound pass on top. Kicks it back. There's another one. And by another one, I mean another three-point shot. Braden Fell. That is his seventh. Three of the game, and he's at 21 points. Not just at 21 points, but he is 7 of 8 3-point shooting tonight. Incredible for Braden Bell. BC back on defense, now leading the ball game 43-35. Little jump shot for the left side. It's going to go up and roll around and go in. 2 minutes into the second half, 43-37 BC. Topside with it is going to be Jaden Timmy. He'll back in, no room, kicks it off on top. Ungershick, Sam drops his shoulder a little bit, now plays off the screen, kicks it over to the right side to Belt. He'll accelerate, go into the lane, dump it back. Timmy will go three, off the front lip of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out, pulled down by Lyles. CMU with the three-on-two break, and the one-hand shot is up and good, and we're going to get an Eagle timeout. Let's do it. We're going to take a break at 17 and a half to go in the game. Ravens 43, Eagles 39.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
We're here in the Nolan Gymnasium, holding up a play for a little bit as a player was down on the floor a little bit, and I've gotten him on his feet and off the court. They're getting ready to bring the towel crew out to towel it down. A lot of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this evening. We'll see if we can get any scores as the night wears on. Peru State is at Graceland, Evangel at Missouri Valley, Grandview at Culver Stockton, Mount Mercy at William Penn, and Mid-America at Park, along with, of course, this Central Methodist at Benedictine game tonight. So we've got that going on. Let's see if we can get any of the men's scores from around the conference for tonight. We've got to roll all the way down. Can you believe January? Goodness. So, going on around the conference tonight, 5 minutes gone in the second half. Peru leads Graceland 51-48. It is a 60-51 lead for Grandview over Culver Stockton. 9 minutes to play in the game. In Oskaloosa, Iowa, 71-54, Penn leading Mount Mercy with 11 minutes to go. Here's a driving shot. It's going to be up and in for the Ravens. 45-39. Mid-America leads Park early in the second half, 55-45. CMU will put a three-point shot on the way and knock it down. So a three-point shot and Ravens lead trimmed to three, 45-42. Back out on top, it's going to be Jaden Timmy over to the right side, driving in a little traffic. There's no room. Long cross court pass, Ungershick feeds over to the left block. Holding the ball high above his head, Tyson Caffey trying to back in, kicks it back over to Timmy. He will go three, and again, he's going to step on the sideline. The Ravens in that same spot over there have turned the ball over a couple of times now in the last few trips down the floor. Double field hitting the bucket a moment ago. And then the three-pointer by May. And the Ravens are going to be turning it over here. So CMU has cut the BC lead to three and has control of the basketball. 16 and a half to play in the game. They'll dump it over to the left side, accelerating into the baseline, spinning 360, trying to get into the middle. There's nothing room, no room there. Comes back out on top. Preston Reynolds has come into the game for the Ravens. A little bit of a head fake, falling away. Here's a three-point rainbow in and out, no good. Interior position by Tyson Caffey allows him to clear the board away. Ravens are going to take it back up the floor. Ungershick into the forecourt, standing both feet in center circle, letting that offense work a little bit. He'll start his way to the left side in front of the Benedictine bench, have the ball knocked away from behind him. Now he's going to get it back, feeds underneath it. Preston Reynolds misses the layup, Rebound CMU. Eagles take it down the left side all the way to the baseline left. Taken there by Jordan. He'll rotate left-hand hook shot. No. Rebound tipped a couple of times, and three players hanging on the basketball. And the question is that the officials converge. Is it a jump ball? Is it a foul? They're going to call a jump ball. Possession, Benedictine. Tyson Cassidy coming out of the game, returning to the floor for Coach Mooney is going to be Joella Dice. 45-42, Benedictine in front. Down to 15 and a half to play this evening now. Topside is Ungashik. Ungashik, Reynolds, Timmy, Belt, and Adize are the Benedictine five. For Central Methodist, Swulu's out there with Reeves and Lyles. Jordan is double field. Jaden Timmy goes up with a shot. It's going to be rejected. Rebound coming back the other way. Central Methodist, double field will take it over to the top side. Kicked it to the wing. No room there. Back out on top. They're going to go. Get it to Reeves. We've not seen much of him so far this evening. That's Quinnen Reeves, senior from Kansas City, Missouri. Here's a long three. Wide to the right side, and the rebound lost out of play. Off Central Methodist. Touching it last is Trent Lyles. We talked about Quinlan Reeves out there. He's a 6'5" senior from KCMO, transferring in out of Southern Wesleyan University. Ravens up the floor, 14:44 to play. Little skip pass out on top. Jaden Timmy, they'll bump it over to the right side. Bryson LaRue in the game for the Ravens now. LaRue in some trouble, able to get rid of the ball as Reynolds comes up to Bailey Mount a little bit. Reynolds works to the left side, shot clock in single digits, now at 9 and at 8, and it's going to be stolen away from LaRue. Two-on-one break down the floor, and CMU throws it away. An outlet pass that escapes Lyles, and Benedictine is going to have it back in. Timmy will do the inbound, and got Preston Reynolds bringing it up for Benedictine. Preston Reynolds is kind of the prototypical new style guard, 6'5". Reynolds will feed underneath, and Dice gets shoved in the back. And there's going to be your foul call. Getting a little chippy out on the floor because Jaden Timmy just set a monster screen. And he was run into by Stubblefield. Here's a shot from the outside for the Ravens. No good. Rebound tipped out. Central Methodist coming down with it. Eagles not real happy with the big collision a moment ago. No foul called. Here's a three-point shot. Up, no good. Tipped up and in. So the follow shot is going to be up and good by Reeves. And here comes Benedictine. Central Methodist running a couple of guys to the scorer's table now. We're going to have a collision. Bodies on the floor. It's going to be an Eagle foul. For Central Methodist, James Jordan will pick up his second foul of the contest. And team foul four of the second half by CMU. Benedictine, conversely, one second half foul. Back into the game for the Ravens. You're going to find both Anthony Hall and Tyson Cathy. They're going to be out there with Braden Belt, Preston Reynolds, and who's going to be the last guy for BC? Putting the ball in play, it looks like Bryson LaRue. 13 and a half to go. Driving, the shot's going to be rejected out of bounds. Knocking that thing away is Jordan. 13:36 on the scoreboard clock. Ravens hanging on to the single-digit lead, 45-44. The ball getting away for a moment, rolling down the long hallway coming into the gym. BC's going to have it back in. Top side is going to be Tyson Cathy. He'll go to the right, spins in, dishes left, three-point shot, no. And another player steps on the sideline. That is going to be the fourth time I've seen that in the game, twice by each team. We saw it in the ladies' game earlier, and I don't know what's happened, if this floor has narrowed up a little bit in the last month, because We don't normally see it that often. Okay, yeah, sure, occasionally somebody's going to take that bucket step and reach back. We have seen it a ton tonight. Eagles with the basketball looking to retake the lead. Down right now by one at 13-13 to go in the game. CMU into the lane. How many steps is this? There's the travel. Been waiting for that call all night. Here comes Benedictine on offense. Again for the Ravens, Reynolds, Hall, LaRue, Belt, and Kathy. An unusual combination on the court for Coach Moody. Here's Belt, another long three. That one will come up a little bit short. For some reason, when he lets go of the ball, you just think it's going to go in, don't you? Here's a shot. Blocked! Tyson Kathy knocks it off the backboard. The drive on the other end of the lamp is going to be up and good by Anthony Hall. The crowd getting into it with 12:40 to play. And Benedictine back up three, 47-44. For Central Methodist, a low, low scoring game. The Raven defense has been outstanding. Here's a one-hand hook shot off the mark. Offensive rebound. BC swarms over the basketball, trying to get rid of it, trying to get rid of it, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Trapped down outside the left block, out of the lane. No chance of a 5 second or a 3 second call, but there was nowhere for Reeves to go with the basketball, and Quinlan turns it over to Benedictine. Ravens have the ball, leading it by three. We're down to 12 minutes to go. Top side with it, Braden Bell. Backs away, 7 on the shot clock. Belt swings it left side. Now to the baseline. LaRue, it's three. No. Rebound slap back out on top. Belt, three. Oh, it didn't go in. And again, the crowd on its feet with every shot by Braden Belt now. CMU back down the floor. Cross court it goes. An uncontested three. No good. Ravens rebound it down. Preston Reynolds. And we're talking a little bit ago about Preston Reynolds and at his height. Listed as a guard. They've got him playing at the one, 6'5". Now Benedictine, again, it's going to be Braden Bell. He plays at the two. The pass over to the left side eludes for a moment. Recovered by LaRue. And the feed underneath. The shot is up again. Tyson Kathy, timeout on the floor. We're taking a break with 11:07 to go in the game. Ravens have some momentum. Ravens have a lead. The score. Benedictine 49, Central Methodist 44.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. First game of 2023 for either of these teams. Here on January the 4th, and Benedictine has taken a 5-point lead now, but there is so much basketball to be played. 11:07 to go. A quick look out on the floor for Benedictine, Reynolds, and Hall, LaRue, Belt, and Kathy. No, we've got Ahmad Lewis back in there now. And Jaden Timmy have both come back into the game out of that timeout. And we will have a foul. Let's see against whom it is going to be called. For Benedictine, it'll be on Bryson LaRue. So it is Belt, LaRue, Timmy, Hall, and Reynolds. Back out on top. CMU with the ball. They'll work their way down to the baseline. Working on the right-hand side. That's in front of the Central Methodist bench. Shot clock at 11. Plenty of time. McGrew with the ball. Goes into the lane. Dumps it off down low. And it's going to be stolen away by Ahmad. Lewis coming up with the basketball. And Benedictine will go into the fourth quarter. And Coach Moody looks like a traffic cop out there standing in front of the bench holding a hand upright saying, slow her down a little bit, guys. Now the ball goes in the middle. It's going to be knocked away. And this is what he did not want to see happen. CMU coming up with a steal. And a great defense by Timmy coming up the floor. Dislodges the ball from Quinlan Reeves. And the Ravens are going to have it back in. Silver Benedict. And the ball comes in play from the far side. Just in the backcourt. 10:20 to go. Here comes Benedictson. Preston Reynolds will be out of the game, and back in comes Sam Ungashick. On the right side, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad kicks it over to the right to Hall. Back to Timmy. Ravens are kind of stretching the floor a little bit, trying to get some daylight between those defenders. Long cross court. Here's Ahmad for a three. There it is, Ahmad Lewis. 52-44, Benedictson. Inside 10 minutes. So, Joseph, be aware, next dead ball will have a media break. Driving all the way to the left side, stumbling to the floor, and they're going to say there was some contact by Benedictson. The foul is going to be on Bryson LaRue, and that will bring us to our timeout. Taking a break at 9:40 to go in the game. It's a thriller here in the Nolan. Benedictson 52, Central Methodist 44.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
.40 to go in the ball game. Benedictson leading CMU 52-44. Welcome back. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with you here this evening. Central Methodist huddled up down to the right side. Benedictson down here to the left. And both coaches have plenty to say to their guys out there because the Ravens have slowly but surely been able to extend their lead up here by 8. And again, for the Ravens, it's been a matter of having some runs. The Ravens right now are on a 7-0 run over the last 2:57. And for Central Methodist, conversely, it has all gone bad. One of the last 8 shots. They've turned it over 4 times in the last 4 minutes and have not scored a point in 4:06 now. So for CMU, critical to get some points going. Here's a shot from the lane. It's up and missing, and the rebound slapped out, recovered by Jaden Timmy. Benedictson coming up the floor. Ungashick races into the forecourt, taking it on the left side with the left-hand dribble. Crosses over out in front of the Raven bench, dumps it off on top. Timmy wants to go into the middle to Ahmad, but finding him covered up will bring it back out on top. Ungashick will slide to the right side, accelerate down to the block, lose a handle on it. It's on the floor. He scrambles, but picks it back out on top. Here's Timmy. It's 3. In and out. Rebound to CMU. Central Methodist taking it the other way. They'll go 3 and miss it. But the big man, Swulu, comes up with the board, jumps it over to the left side, where the putback is going to be up and good for May. The Raven lead now cut 52-46. BC by a half a dozen. And this time, just taking his eye off the ball, LaRue loses the handle on it. It goes out of play, and he's going to come out of the game. Returning to the floor. For the Ravens, you're going to see Braden Belt, the 6'1 junior from Andover, Kansas. What a great game Braden is having this evening. He's had an excellent season. And we're not halfway through. Here's a travel up on top. Central Methodist getting it up to the point where Noten just forgot to dribble the ball. Simple as that. Turns it over And the young man from Canada will give the ball back to Benedictine. Ravens with the basketball and 8:20 to play. Here's Ahmad Lewis. Backs into the lane, and he will stumble. And Ravens are going to turn it right back over. Benedictine shooting the ball well. That's an understatement. They are 12 of 24 three-point shooting, hitting half of their three-point shots, 18 to 43 from the floor. CMU with the ball topside. The Ravens defense has been sterling. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Ravens board it down. And another rebound for Jaden Timmy. BC into the forecourt. 7:50 to go. We talk about this all the time. Here's the point in the game when the clock seems like it really accelerates. It starts to move fast. Here's Sam. He'll square up and throw it in. Three-point shot. Sam Ungashick. He is 3 of 4 three-point shooting. And now we're going to get a feed underneath, and the lamp is going to be up and good for Swulu. 55-48 Ravens. 7:11 to play. Ungashick works his way around to the left side. The look-away pass comes out on top to Belt. Braden has it knocked away from him. It's on the floor, taken away by CMU. Nope, will go right side, and getting in front of him, Tyson Cathy does a very effective job of blocking him away. Tyson just kind of got in front of him and then slowed down, forcing Noten to kind of run up his back. It will be a foul called on Tyson, only his second of the evening. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul four in the second half. Central Methodist has committed even fewer, only 3 second-half fouls for CMU. Here's a drive into the lane, and a one-handed shot up and good for Josh Noten. Benedictine's lead cut to 5, 55-50, 6:50 left. Ungashick, left side, Belt. Again, CMU comes into the game at 7-5 and 4-2 in the conference. Benedictine is 6-7 and 4-3 in the heart. Here's a really long Belt three. Had hard to get that one to go in. It comes up a little bit off rebound. CMU, they'll run to the other end and won't hit the three. And another Jaden Timmy rebound. Now Jaden tells Ungashick, don't run it up there. Let's just walk this thing up the floor. Benedictine looking to get their offense maybe a little more under control, a little more patient. Now the feed underneath to Timmy. Head fakes once, can't get the shot away. Dumps it over to the left side where Belt will go three. Hits another one. Braden Belt goes in another three. That is his 8th three-point shot of the night. 5:55 to go. Defeat, Swulu, hook shot, no. Rebound, Tyson. Benedictine with an 8-point lead. 5:40 to play. Way out on top is Ungashick. Patiently keeps the dribble alive. Works around to the right side. Out on top, it'll come to Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad feeds in the middle. Tyson Cathy, who has his layup blocked, but he got fouled. The Tyson Cathy will come to the free throw line for BC. Tyson does a lot of things really well. Free throws, not necessarily his long suit. The gym gets really quiet, and that free throw is perfect. How about that? Tyson Cathy coming into the game tonight at 47.6% at the free throw line. That one is a thing of beauty. He's going to have one more shot coming here. Out of the game will come Jaden Timmy. Looking for the 10-point lead. Not going to get it right there. CMU comes down with the rebound. You heard that noise in the background. That was yelling from the Central Methodist bench. Looking to maybe put Tyson Cathy off his game. And now the CMU pass over to the right side to no one. Goes into the bench. And young coach Matt Sherman catches the ball in the fly. Kind of spikes it down. Very, very frustrated with how his team is playing right here. Ravens back up the floor. 5 minutes to play. Ungershik, Ahmad Lewis. Here's Sam. Works it on top. Goes to the free throw line. Kicks it back over to the right side. Anthony Hall. Top side, it goes to Sam. Shot clocked at 9. Sam, cross court, it goes again. Bell falling away. 3, not going to go. And the rebound, lost out of play by Anthony Hall. CMU's going to have it in from the backcourt. We're down to 4:47 left. 59-50, Benedictine in front. Men's college basketball here on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. And we're really happy to have you here. 3, no rebound. Swulu stripped out of his hands. A collision. And they're going to call the Ravens for a block. Falling backwards to the floor, Sam thought he was going to be able to draw that offensive foul, but did not. It'll be team foul 5 for Benedictine. It'll be personal foul number 1 for Sam. And with that, head coach Matt Sherman of the Eagles will take a full timeout. Joseph, let's take a break. What do you say? With only 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game tonight, timeout on the floor. Benedictine 59, Central Methodist 50.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
But 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame, sometimes you kind of start looking at the numbers a little bit, okay? And Central Methodist comes into the game tonight averaging 81.4 a game. They're not going to get that tonight, okay? Benedictine leads the conference in scoring. They are limiting their opponents to 67.9 points a game. Central Methodist is not going to get that either. With 4.5 to go in the game, it's a 59-50. Benedictine lead. And we got a foul before the ball is even handed to the inbound player. There is a technical on the Benedictine bench. And that is what the foul was prior to. So, it will be CMU coming to the line. Stepping up there is going to be Noted. His free throw is perfect. Noten is an 82.4% free throw shooter. That's about as good as you're going to get him. This one is in. You'll hit them both. And it'll be CMU basketball. Ravens lead trimmed to 7 at 59-52. Still 4.5 to go in the game. Eagles certainly not out of this. The ball comes in, and they will be if they do things like that. The inbound pass skips right off the outstretched palms of a Central Methodist player, picked up by Benedictine, and Ravens are back in the forecourt. BC on offense, leading it by 7. Here's Ungershik, kicks it all the way down to the left side of the lane, has his shot blocked, and we're going to have a foul call. It'll be on the Eagles. Josh Noten for Central Methodist only team foul 5. However, in the act of shooting, Ungershik will come to the free throw line where he's a 69.6% shooter. Sam has not had a free throw tonight. He's got 11 points on 4 of 5 shooting, including 3 of 4 3-point shooting tonight for Sam. This free throw won't go in. Sometimes it's like that. You can go 3 of 4 from the outside, hit 4 out of 5 shots, but that free throw is tough. Joel Adese coming out of the game for Benedictine and back into the Raven lineup. Tyson Caffey. Sam eyeing up one more shot. The freshman hits it. Pushing the Benedictine lead to 60-52. We're down to 4 minutes to play. Now, 4 basketball minutes can either go really, really fast, or if you start calling fouls and committing fouls, they'll go really slowly. Here's a shot falling away. Really off balance and not a quality shot. It is missed, and the Ravens will come up with a rebound. So for Central Methodist, I understand you've got to score. You got to score quickly. You're down 8, you know, 3.5 minutes to go, but you don't have to get them all back in there. One shot, you don't have to rush like that. You got to get quality shots. And here was not a quality pass from Anthony Hall, who had a little hook shot over his head. I think he felt like he was going to find somebody down there and knew what was going to happen, but tried to make a little bit too much happen, and now he will come out of the game. Kathy, Belt, Lewis, Ungashik, and Timmy, the Benedictine Five. Here's a three for the Eagles. Will not go in, and Ahmad Lewis rebounds it down. Central Methodist is now 8 of 32 three-point shooting. The ball comes out on top. Central Methodist really chasing the basketball now. Again, feeling the pressure of trailing by 8 with 3 minutes to go, and there will come the foul. And if you're CMU, you would suspect if you're going to commit that foul, you don't do it with 9 or 10 on the shot clock. You do it more quickly than that. They didn't. It is team foul 6, so the Ravens will not shoot it. It'll be put in play at the baseline with a reset of 20 on the shot clock. Benedictine with the ball, and now it's going to be loose on the floor, stolen away, and Central Methodist tries to outlet it down the floor and throws it away. Ravens are going to have it back into the backcourt. Both teams are in the bonus with less than 3 minutes to play now. Benedictine having control of the basketball, leading at 60-52. Ungashik gets run into, and he is fouled at midcourt. Josh Noten will have his second personal foul. And with that, BC's at the line for the 1-1. Again, it's going to be Sam coming up there. If you'll remember, only moments ago, he was 1 of 2 at the line. Let's see if he can raise that average a little bit here as he steps up to the line. First shot, right there. Ungashik will hit that one. Sam, 6 foot tall, freshman from Blue Valley West High School. Next free throw, gets them both, giving the Ravens a double-digit lead and bringing a timeout called by Central Methodist. Eagles are going to take a TO. We're going to take a break down to 2:55 to play in the game. It's down Benedictine 62, Central Methodist 52.
Oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators. Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Coming into the game tonight, Benedictine had had 6 home games this season. All right, this is game 7 at home for the Ravens. And in those first 6 games, they're really shooting well. I mean, hitting 33.1% from beyond the arc and averaging 8.3 three-pointers a game. Okay? We'll throw that out the window because tonight, Benedictine is 14 of 28. Not 8 three-point shots, 14. And not hitting 30%, hitting 50%, half of their three-point shots. The Ravens have been absolutely outstanding shooting the basketball tonight. It is reflected in this 10-point lead with inside 3 minutes to play. Now, Benedictine is going to put on enough pressure just to force Central Methodist to dribble the ball up the court, get the clock rolling, not let them do that roll it up to mid-court thing and get it all the way to half court before the clock starts. Jordan will go up with a jump shot and knock down a huge three. He is so good. The jump shot by James Jordan. And Benedictine taking it the other way. As the shot goes up for Ahmad, they're going to say a foul happening in front of the shot. And it will be a 1-1 for Ahmad Lewis. Checking free throw shooting skills. Ahmad, a little over three quarters at 76%. 2:28 left now. Free throw. In, out, and then in again. And you heard that little yip from the background. Again, that's one of the players on the Central Methodist bench looking to distract the Raven shooter. Didn't work. One more shot coming up here for Ahmad Lewis for Benedictine. And that one goes in somehow. So two free throws successful for Ahmad Lewis. And the Ravens are going to bring Timmy out of the game. And back in is going to come Preston. Preston Reynolds in. The Ravens are going to make a little offense-defense switch here. CMU will take it over to the left side. Back out of top. Here's who they want. Hitting that three. That one rims out. No good. And the rebound is Tyson Cathy. But you know they're looking for James Jordan. He's their leading pretty much everything guy. Scorer, shooter, I mean, name it. He's the guy that you want handling the ball if you are Coach Matt Sherman. 2 minutes to play. Preston Reynolds with it up top. Sign gets it over to Ahmad. Lewis, eight on the shot clock. Cuts to the left. Goes into the lane. Puts up a runner. No. Rebound Tyson. Gets the follow. Tyson, Cathy. And Benedictine goes up 11 with a minute 40 to play. Pressure mounting for Central Methodist. The ball is going to be knocked away by Ahmad Lewis. The Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Ungashik into the forecourt. Coach Moody, I'm sure, is telling him to slow this thing down and get it back on top and spread that offense out a little bit. And as Ungashik holds the ball up near midcourt, out in front of the scorer's table, reaching in, trying to slap it away, Trent Lyles will pick up a foul. That is the fourth foul this evening for Trent Lyles. It'll be team foul 9, and Ravens will have their final 1-1. And wouldn't you know it, back at the line for Benedictine, Sam Ungashik, who's now 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Respectable numbers. This free throw, yes. So how good are the Ravens shooting? Well, Sam is now 4 of 5 at the free throw line. By the way, he's 4 of 5 from the floor and 3 of 4 three-point shooting. But prior to his getting a second free throw, we're going to have a Central Methodist timeout. Joseph, coming to you with a minute 22 to go in the game. It's Benedictine 67, Central Methodist 55.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Seven to 55, Benedictine up a dozen. There's one more free throw coming the way of Sam Ungashik. It's pretty quiet in here. That was perfect. So Sam knocks down another one. How about that? He is 5 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. And trailing by 13, Central Methodist is going to have to find a lot of offense in a very short time. Turning around, there's a 13-footer. It's going to be up and in. Trent Lyles, senior from State Fair, knocked it down. 1 minute to play. CMU on defense, chasing. Ungashik puts the shot up, draws the foul, coming to the line. Pitch is going to let us know that whistle is going to be on Isaiah May. 51 seconds to play, 68-57. And at the line again comes Sam. So thinking he's eventually got to miss one, right? But he's been good. This one will not go in. One more shot coming up here for Sam Ungashick. Reynolds, Lewis, Belt, and Kathy out on the floor with Sam. It's his second free throw. Rolls up and in. 69-57. Down to 47 seconds to go. Driving down the court. Shot high up off the window. That was a pretty shot by Stubblefield. And here comes Benedictine. Ravens a little tangled up in the backcourt and now just reaching in to commit the foul is going to be James Jordan. So Jordan will pick up the foul, only his second. It'll be his third now. So on the floor for Central Methodist, Trent Lyles has four fouls. Stubblefield and Jordan each with three. Two for May and one for Reeves. Ahmad's free throw. Thing of beauty is it falls right through the bottom of the net. 70-59. 41 seconds left. And it's getting very quiet here. It's the second one. Got it. 71-59. Benedictson. Ravens coming into the game tonight on a winning streak. They are the second hottest team in the conference. Three-game winning streak coming in tonight. But they have won their last three games by a total of 4 points. Here's a three up and in for CMU at Stubblefield. And we'll take an Eagle timeout. Taking a break. Down to half a minute to go in the game. Ravens 71, Eagles 62.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benedictine in front as the Ravens looking to secure their seventh win of the season and get to 500 on the year. Talking about Central Methodist and Trent Lyles, he's got four fouls out there. He is from State Fair Community College. All right. It's quiz time. You may need a pencil and paper. No fair. Hitting the Google box. Who was the last player for Benedictine to have come from State Fair? Now, while I'm not sure I know the answer, I can tell you the most recent one that I remember. We'll get to that here in just a second. But think about that. Out of State Fair. And the Ravens trying to put the ball in play. And now the officials will have a little confab. Putting the ball in play, Preston Reynolds, guarded very closely by Jordan. And now we are going to have a foul called on James Jordan. I think what happened, what the officials believe happened, is that he reached across. Yeah. See, he reached across the baseline and hit the ball while it was in the hand of the player making the inbound play. And so it's a technical foul, and the Ravens will not hit that free throw, but they will get the ball back and be putting it in play again. Still a 71-62 Raven lead with a half a minute left here. Coach Mooney's arguing with the official that the ball should not be put in play back in the backcourt at the baseline, but should be brought in play at midcourt. The officials do not concur. However, they say Preston Reynolds is allowed to run the baseline, and he will throw all the way into the forecourt where immediately as it goes into the arms of Ahmad Lewis, He's put in a big bear hug and will come to the free throw line again. So Ahmad Lewis will come to the line. Now, Central Methodist is trying to make a little bit of a comeback, but so little time left, trailing now by nine. But in their defense, CMU is 3 of 3. The last three shots. Free throw here for Ahmad. He made it a little interesting, but as it rattles around, it falls through. Ahmad Lewis hits the front one. His 13th point of the game, and make it 14. Back on the floor for Benedictine comes the freshman, Anthony Hall. Another 6'5 freshman guard for Coach Moody. Quickly, CMU races up the court. The driving layup is going to be good by Stubblefield. And Benedictine will put it in play in the backcourt where, again, CMU commits the foul. 23 seconds left. So a while ago, remember I said sometimes that last couple of minutes can either go really fast or start fouling. It goes really slowly. Well, it is the latter, not the former. And Ungashik come to the line once more for the Ravens. 23 seconds of play in the game. 73-64, Ravens up 9. Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Hall, and Cassie out of the court for Benedictine. Officials holding a play for a moment as CMU is going to make a substitution. We will see Jaquan Morris come in, the 6'4 senior. I don't know. We've seen him tonight. Free throw is good. And Ungashik continues to have a really outstanding night. He's not going to end up with a double-double, but he does have 6 rebounds. Second free throw, it's up and good. Now, Tyson Cathy is within striking range of a double-double. He's got 9 points and 12 boards. The ball's going to be slapped away out of bounds. Back to Benedictine. 18 seconds left. Okay, to answer the trivia, last player who I remember for Benedictine out of State Fair Community College, last one I remember was Curtis Ivy. He was so good. Here's a shot from the outside for CMU. A little bit of a desperation shot, no good, and they're going to fall off, and that's going to do it. Ravens will go into the forecourt and win this game. Final score this evening in the Nolan Gym. Benedictine 75, Central Methodist 64. And we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Nolan. I'm just looking out through the statistics here and amused at some of the numbers. That all said, as the teams exit the floor and the Raven club has a little spite song with the crowd on hand, a lot of fans here tonight, a lot of people from the area, from the community, certainly I'm sure players, families, but a lot of people just turning out to see a good game tonight, and they got that from Benedictine as the Ravens found themselves trailing early in the game. In fact, a little over 12 minutes ago in the game, or in the first half, a little over 12 minutes ago in the half, BC was down 11. It was 19-8. And then they kind of flipped the switch a little bit, went on a, what was it, ultimately a 13-0 run that took them from trailing 20-11 to leading 24-20. So, Ravens did a good job coming back and then holding a very talented Central Methodist team kind of at arm's length to secure a fourth consecutive win. Tell you what, that said, let's take a little bit of a look at the scoring in the ballgame tonight. First of all, for Central Methodist, Eagles were paced this evening by Stubblefield, Everett Stubblefield. 19 points this evening. That's a great, great game for him. He comes into the game averaging 15, so he's an offensive threat. Thanks, sir. Also, double-figure scoring for CMU. It was Jordan. And I'll tell you what, James is a great offensive player. 17 points tonight. Also in double figures, you had Trent Lyles with 10. It drops off in pretty dramatically. 5 points for Isaiah May. Swulu had 4 tonight, says Big Thomas Swulu out of London, England. Also with 4 this evening was Josh Noten. 2 tonight for Gronkowski and Reeves. Rounding it out, it was Jaquan Morris with 1 for Central Methodist. For the Benedictine Ravens. Wow. I mean, what do you say about the shooting tonight of Braden Belt? He was absolutely phenomenal, ending with 24 points. He hit 8 three-point shots tonight. Sam Ungashik, the second leading scorer, 19. And 14 tonight for Ahmad Lewis. Ravens found Tyson Canty with 9. And I mentioned late in the ballgame that he had a shot at a double-double. Did not come up with it. 9 points. But then they go along with 13 rebounds for Tyson Canty tonight at only 27 minutes played. So that was a very, very good line where he went 3 of 6 from the floor and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, you saw Anthony Hall knocking down 4 points tonight. Jaden Timmy with 3 in the contest and 6 rebounds tonight. 2 for Joel Adise. And see if I missed anybody. No, that's going to have it. So Adise with 2 on 1 of 2 shooting in 11 minutes of playing time tonight. So for Benedictine, Ravens hitting 43% of their shots, 21 of 49. Hit half of their threes, 14 of 28, and at the free throw line, 76%. They were 19 of 25 at the free throw line. For Central Methodist, the numbers not so good. They were great at the free throw line, but only 4 of 5. Now, there's a disparity that I'm sure Coach Sherman is going to look at and be like, just what's going on here, okay? Because the Ravens, again, 19 of 25. Central Methodist, 4 of 5. Benedictine, 20 more free throws. CMU was 25 of 66 from the floor. That's a lot of shots. Way more than Benedictine took. Only 49 shots for the Ravens. 66% are Methodist, hitting 37% of their shots and 10 of 36 three-point shooting. Hey, here's Coach Moody making his way up. So I'll move some of my things and stuff out of the way. Coach, welcome up here. And by the way, those are going to be better than when Gus wears them. Izzy had them on in the first game tonight. So okay. they're going to be
as much sweaty.
No, no. They'll be delightful.
I like it.
Speaking of delightful, that was a delightful game tonight. Coach, congratulations. That was a good win as your guys got down a little bit early. But you know what? I love the resilience and the way that they said, we're going to win this. We're going to come out here and win this.
Yeah, I mean, the last month or so, and even, I mean, you go back to those 3 games we won before the break and then the practices we've had since they came back. I mean, this group is just, they've grown like every day. Their basketball IQ gets a little better. Their toughness gets a little stronger. You know, they're sharing the ball. They believe in each other. They believe they can win. We rebound the heck out of the ball. You know, the only thing our biggest Achilles heel right now is pretty evident, is turnovers. I mean, we're probably going to set a record for Benedictine College for turnovers in a year, but we're finding ways, and guys are stepping up at different times. You know, Braden Belt comes out and bangs in a bunch in the first half, and then Sam Ungashek and Ahmad show up in the second half. I just love our toughness right now. You know, Ahmad gets popped in the nose, is bleeding on the floor, and comes back in and sticks a three and gets some defensive stops. Joel Adize is out there with his hand taped up. He's got a huge cut on his hand, and he's playing through that. I love our toughness. I mean, I wasn't a very tough guy growing up, but I love tough players, and I love our team being tough, and this one is. And so we're grinding. That's a good Central Methodist team. That's a talented team that we just played. And, you know, I'm happy that we're at home, and I'm happy our fans could see it, but really, really happy for our guys. That's a tough win right there.
Hey, Coach, you've had some tough wins. I mean, what, the last, your three-game winning streak by a total of 4 points,
yep.
And then you come in here tonight, and it looked for a minute like it was going to be a little bit nip and tuck, but when you guys needed some free throws down the stretch, I mean, they pulled them out and knocked down big shots. Those are not easy shots to make.
No, I mean, what we did, we got to the rim a little bit more in the second half, got close. You know, in the first half, we made those, I think we made 10 threes. And then in the second half, we only made 4, so we got to the free throw line and scored it at the rim. But, yeah, I mean, just toughness on both ends, to be honest with you. I love, you know, this team's averaging 80 CMU, and we hold them to 64. You know, you heard me yell alpha. I don't know if you did, but I'm yelling alpha. They have a couple of guys that, like, it's their guys. And when they have the ball, like, they're going to try to go. And our alpha call is, hey, not only is the guy guarding him, there's eight eyeballs looking at that guy because he's going to go. And I thought we just did a really good job of that tonight, of taking the ball from them in certain situations when they were driving downhill. This team is getting smarter and tougher by the day. I love it. You know, good outcome tonight, but we still got some work to do.
Fouls, you guys, was there something that you did to force or put Central Methodist in a situation where they fouled a lot more? Because your team did a nice job of, you know, kind of limiting that, and you put Central Methodist in some spots where that's what they did, and ultimately late in the game probably had to do somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, they fouled us a few times at the end there, so that number crept up. But you know, I mean, we just I think we're a smart basketball IQ team, and you know, we don't want to foul you when you're out of control or whatever else. And our ball screen stuff that we run, Sam's just getting so much better at it. Preston's getting better at it. Ahmad's getting better at it, and you know, it puts pressure on the on-ball defender. And, you know, you're going to put your hands on people. And then we do like to get it inside a little bit. That gets us to the line. But, you know, I thought we did a good job second half. I mean, the first half, those officials didn't want to blow the whistle. You know, there was only 5 free throws. But second half, we kind of forced them to do it. And I thought that this team really responded tonight. I'm really happy because you never know. I mean, Tom, we brought them back to 28. We've only had 6 practices. You know, they had 9 days off. You only have 6 practices. You never know what you're going to get in this first game back. And I thought we showed some toughness. So I'm happy we're home.
Okay. I'm going to ask you if you're happy about something else, because coming into the second semester, you start with 3 consecutive home games,
yeah,
before you hit the road. Now, you've hit the road early in the season. You've,
uh-huh,
got some ugly trips already out of the way.
Yeah.
But 3 to start the second semester, I got to think you're pretty good with that.
Yeah, yeah, we're really good with that. I mean, I wish our students were here, but, you know, we can't control the scheduling of the league. But our great fans, I mean, the gym was loud. It was loud as heck today. And, you know, another chance for everybody to come out. If you didn't come out tonight, you come see us play at 4 o'clock on Saturday against Grandview. And then we're at home again next Wednesday when the students are back. The band will be here. It'll be a great environment. That's against Evangel, who's playing their tails off right now. So, you know, we momentum is a weird thing, and youth and getting better at basketball is a kind of a process. And I just think that the team we've got right now, I don't know what it's going to look like when it's all said and done, but we're getting better, man. We're getting better every day and tougher. And I just, you know, we want to keep. I just told them, like, I feel we only have 14 left. It's kind of sad because, like, we're playing pretty good. And, you know, you never know. 14, I told the staff before the game, 14 games or 15 games in the second semester, man, that's a lot of, you can do a lot of damage in league. And a lot of crazy stuff can happen. So I'm excited to keep plugging along with this group.
One more, just kind of a crazy question, maybe, because maybe you had something to do with it. Maybe things just happened, but you got in a little bit jam early. You're down 11, you know, a few minutes into the game, and Central Methodist was out there, and you talk about the great athletes. They were flying around. Then something happened. I don't know. Was there something that you had done, that the guys had done? Because you went in on a 12-13-0 run, took the lead back, and, you know, never gave it up after that. But that was a huge stretch in there for you.
Yeah, I there was nothing we really did. I mean, this group, my career as a head coach, I've never been one to freak out and take early timeouts. You know, I mean, I just like it happens. I mean, if you're down 11 in the first 4 minutes of the game, you have to remember there's 36 more minutes to play, and we didn't forget how to play. So I just like believing in our guys. I think they that's how I've always done it, and they've found a way to dig out of the hole. I think they just kind of zeroed themselves in a little bit, and you know, we had a good game plan, and part of the game plan, Tom, I mean, it's going to be there. Hopefully nobody against Grandview Saturday too. Like, you want to go out and make 7 or 10 threes in the first half, that's fine. You're not going to make any twos, and we're not going to foul you. And you better, if you're going to try to win the game from the 3-point line, you might have to make 20 of them against us, because we're going to take away the paint, and we're not going to foul you. And if that's the case, then you're going to have to bomb it in. So I guess to answer your question, that early run, they made like 6 threes in the first 4 minutes of the game or 5 minutes of the game. That's part of our plan. We're not necessarily giving it to them, but that's fool's gold. Right? So, like, that's fool's gold. And the rest of the game, they didn't go in like they did at the beginning. Tired legs and tired minds. So, you know, we got a game plan. We'll stick to it. This group's got confidence, and it's fun to watch.
Talk about Grandview coming in Saturday. And you mentioned it earlier, but we got to remind everybody that, you know, there won't be students here. So here's a great chance to come up here and fill up the gym with people from the community. And you got a Grandview team pretty good. They got a nice win over Culver Stockton tonight.
They're good. They're going to be a little smaller than the team we just played, and they're going to fly around. They got a bunch of guards. It's going to be a tough outing for us. But I mean, more than anything, honestly, like, Ashton, if you're out there listening, like, come watch this team, man. They'll make you proud. They play so hard. We dive on the floor. We rebound. We do the things that you have to do to win. It's a fun group, and they're going to be, a lot of them are going to be around for a long time because we're young. So, come out, get to know them, and I just want to give a shout out too. You know, I'm not going to name anybody specifically, but there's a bunch of people in town that during this time of year feed our team, bring them into their home, feed us dinner, feed us lunch, pay for a dinner, pay for a lunch, because the cafeteria isn't really open the entire time that we're here. You know, so we kind of have to figure out some meals. I couldn't be, you know, more proud to be a part of this community with that. That part goes on. I mean, I there's like a line. There's a lineup of people that want to have our team into their house and stuff. So for all of you that are listening on the way home that were here, or if you're not here and you're hosting our team, thank you very much, because it means a lot in a lot of different ways. So thank you very much.
Coach, congratulations. Well done tonight. And we'll see you again Saturday afternoon right back here.
You got it, Tom. Thanks, man. See you Saturday.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, after an outstanding win for BC here this evening. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Again, the K-Radio Sports Schedule. Tomorrow night, we got Sports Look on Care right after the K-Radio Evening Report. And so we'll have that. Friday night, it'll be high school basketball. Saturday, back here in the Nolan Benedictine with Grandview at 2 and 4. This evening, Lady Ravens coming up just a little bit short. The Benedictine guy is coming up with a thrilling win. Till we greet you next time for Joseph. He's the guy in the studio. He's the guy that makes it all happen. Doing the magic. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Katz here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.